You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The new Republican governor candidate could be a frontrunner for the nomination. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans have introduced legislation to address the housing supply shortage in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The cost to buy a home here rose by more than 50% just in the 5 years between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. In polling, people often rank affordable housing as one of their top concerns. Tom Larson, president and CEO of the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
The average age of the first-time homebuyer is now 38 years old. And this is due to the fact that housing prices continue to rise faster than wages. The average price of a home now in Wisconsin is approximately $340,000. That far exceeds a price that most working families can afford. Wisconsin's affordability crisis is worse than most other states. Over the last 15 years, Wisconsin has built fewer housing units per capita than the national average. And if you take a look at our affordability, Wisconsin's affordability is worse than any of our surrounding neighbors.
One of the bills would create a program Republican lawmakers say would make it easier for people to buy their first home. Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown.
0% interest second mortgage loans, up to $60,000 or 25% of a home's purchase price. To help first-time buyers, you can use these for down payments and closing costs.
These bills would also include creating statewide guidance for accessory dwelling units. That's where people add homes, sometimes tiny homes, in their backyards. Some municipalities allow this already, but this bill would codify some rules statewide. Republicans say many of these measures were included in Governor Tony Evers' original budget, so they expect bipartisan support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Gas prices across Wisconsin increased slightly this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices inched up just a bit over the last week, rising 2.2 cents a gallon to a national average of 3.14. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, said price cycling ahead of a switch to winter gasoline is the primary reason for the increase. In Wisconsin, the average price for a gallon of gas is up 0.8 cents a gallon to $2.89.
Here in La Crosse, trends largely match what's happening in Wisconsin as a whole, with gas prices just above the statewide average of $2.89 per gallon. Republican lawmakers are trying to revitalize the forestry industry in northern Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Shali Pittman.
Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntec Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Falzkowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. The bill was announced on Monday. If approved, production could begin in 2029.
An equal rights amendment has been proposed to the Wisconsin legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday, co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. The ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a Black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the LGBTQ division of the 988 crisis line. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
A spokesperson in the Trump administration said they'll no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T for trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
"We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment."
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
"Donald Trump took away the specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future."
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line got 70,000 calls each month. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 53 for a low tomorrow. More sunshine, high once again in the mid to upper 70s this sunny warm pattern is going to continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.